Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Let them know if you can do this. So let me see how you listen.
We don't need to utter but three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They are big words. We don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. We don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we'll send something else. voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm ocean turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're
saying. What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Here we are once again, Saturday night. It's Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with your host, the man with the most, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand. Today's special guest is Mrs. Carolyn Smith, running from the 81st Congressional District as a district leader of the Bronx, New York. Let's give Dr. Bridges a nice hand.
Yes, indeed. Glad to see that we have an opportunity to share some positive information with our folks, and some of them have heard this in the past, and now it's time to really open the door at last so that we can really make some things really come about. And all I can say right now is that I'm really very, you know, thankful to the Creator and to our people in our community, especially those with open hearts and open minds that want to come together to make things really change. Because this is the time. This is really the time that we have been waiting for in regards to us coming together in spiritual unity and putting aside all the negative things that have held us back and down in the past. And all we have to do is focus on truly, truly using our God-given power at last to remove a lot of the negative things that have held us back. And we can do these things. The bottom line is we got to believe it in order to receive it. And all I can say at this moment is I'm really glad to see that, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to really come together once again and really bring about some great and wonderful change in our community, because many people are at this particular time going through some serious changes, and they feel that, you know, it's very difficult for them to make ends meet. But the bottom line is that as we come together in unity, all that negativity can truly, you know, be cleansed, removed, erased, and once it's done, then positive and wonderful opportunities will start to flow our way, and we'll be able to start a brand new day that will be right on the money, that will be right in harmony, tuned with the things that we really need to do. And that's why spiritual unity is very important. And like I said before, you know, if you saw positive results in the past, spiritual unity can be something that can be very powerful that you know can happen at last. And that's why I'm, you know, in seeing it and remembering the outcome of what happened in the past and how we can utilize our spiritual ability to bring about some positive and wonderful change. And we can do that again at this time. That's right, again, and make it happen. Because in the past, I've seen some wonderful and great things come about. But the bottom line is, it just didn't have to be back then, and that's it. It can also be now. Because the bottom line is, once we reawaken to our true identity and know who we are, then we can come together in a more powerful way. And then we can really start to make some changes come our way as well. And this is a great and wonderful thing, because those positive changes are needed at this time. When you see the gang banging that's going on with the kids, when you see, you know, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs because they didn't take the shot, you know, that actually a lot of people were fearful of being killed with that virus shot. So they didn't want to take that a chance with that. And that's one of the reasons why they were forced off their job and told they had to leave. But the bottom line is that, you know, regardless, we can start our own businesses, but we have to come together in unity financially so that we can really show people how they can really get some financial assistance in making some things happen so they can get the finances they need to start their new job and business, how they can get some financial assistance in pointing our youth in the right direction instead of leaving them out on the streets so that they can get caught up into all these negative things like these gangs that want to kill each other or the selling of drugs or becoming a druggie, you know, all that kind of stuff. These are things that don't even have to exist for our youth. We as adults have the responsibility to really look out for our kids, because if we're just going to say, whatever they do, let them do. Who cares if they kill each other, if they're a druggie, who cares? No, we cannot have that kind of attitude. But the attitude that we can have is one in which we're saying, yes, our children is our future generation. Our children do really matter and are very important to us. So we don't want to just let them end up in jail or early grave. We want to make sure that we can provide them with great, wonderful, and positive opportunities that can really uplift and be a blessing to their life. And we can do that. But the bottom line is we have to make a commitment to want to really bring about some positive change, together in unity to bring about positive change in our community. And it can definitely come about. It's not even a question of it might happen or maybe this could work. It can definitely work. But we just have to know for surety that this is something that we would really like to bring about. And that's the thing that really makes things like this come about. The fact that we will make ourselves focus on the things that we really would like to see, our goals and dreams, and see it from a perspective that we definitely can bring it about. Not that, oh, wow, man, I want to do this, I want to do that, but I know this ain't going to work. If you have that down and out and negative viewpoint of what you see is what you get. And if you're going to focus on not getting it, then that's what's going to happen. You're not. But if you do focus on seeing yourself actually making it happen, then that's what's going to happen. You will make it happen. And you have the ability to make it happen. So that's the thing. We have to reestablish our thinking where our mind is up on high. And that's when our goals and dreams will start to fly and come about. But being in that state of mind where we're going to make a commitment not only to help ourselves, but to help our community as well. And once we really start to focus on that, that's when we're going to see a new reality. So all I can say at this point is that I'm really very thankful and very glad to see that we can now come together and bring about a real great and wonderful opportunity that can really bring about some positive change. All we have to do is really, like I said, make it to really see these positive opportunities come about and also make a commitment to come together in unity, to work together, to respect one another, to want to really come together in unity to bring about a blessing to our community. And this is not something that might happen or maybe could happen. This is something that can definitely happen. But we have to see it and we have to believe it. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this can truly come about. And if we see it and believe it and know that it will definitely happen, that's when it will happen. So all I can say at this point is that we are on our way to a brighter day, but we just have to come together in unity and make our way. And we are definitely going to do that. And also, I did want to mention that we do have a young lady that's coming on our show right now. And her name is Carolyn, and she's basically in the process of, you know, getting ready to run for an election. And she's going to explain everything to you. But this is a sister that is for real. You know, unfortunately, sometimes they call it not even politics. They call it politricks, where, you know, some politicians aren't those that you can trust. But this is a sister that you truly can. And she's someone that's here for our people. And I'm really very glad that we do have a sister like her that is running for election, that really wants to bring some positive change about. So all I can say at this point, we would like to have her come on the call right now at this time. And if you have any questions, you know, or any comments, you know, that you would like to speak about, feel, you know, free to do so. And then we could definitely move forward with you. So we're looking forward to seeing if you could definitely, you know, come on board with us at this time. And if not, we could, you know, put it off to a little later on with you and see what happens with that. But anyway, I'm really quite glad that, like I said, a sister like this is here to, you know, definitely come on board to, you know, see what she can do to help the community out. Because some politicians, you know, they just claim they're going to do X, Y, and Z, and then once they get into office, you know, they don't do anything but look out for themselves and try to see how much money they can get out of the, you know, different programs that are there for themselves, you know. And these are things that, you know, you don't want to really get that type of person in. But, you know, one thing I will say, she's someone that, Carolyn Smith, she's someone that is really that, I do have to say, I'm glad she's running for election at this time. But anyway, being that I haven't heard back from her for a moment, because she was telling me that she might, you know, need to hold up, you know, and come back on in a little while. So, you know, she said she might not be able to speak right away. So no problem. We'll have her call in, you know, a little later on, and we'll see what we can do with her. But right now, for a moment, I would like to see if, you know, another caller who would be able to come on board with us, and that is caller 334-300. If that caller could come on board, that would be great. And your mic is now open, and we'll see what we can do. If you have any comments or anything that you would like to share with us at this point, definitely feel free to do so. And that's 334-300. Commenting in regards to things that we spoke about thus far, that would be great, you know, and whatever, you know, comments you feel you would like to share with us at this point in regards to that, that would be good. So 334-300. Okay. Do you? Yes, indeed. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Can hear you.
Hey, my name is Sam. My name is Sam Gibson. I am a commercial loan broker, and my focus is to help businesses, you know, businesses that have been you know, struggling with trying to get started, to get all types of funding. And like Mr. Benyamin was saying, you know, there's so much that we can do because, you know, we offer bridge loans. If you're in, like, a construction business, we can get equipment for you, all types of things that you need, you know, for your business, unsecured lines of credit, small business loans, SBA, you know, and all the likes. We deal with 50 to 60 different lenders throughout the country. So, you know, we deal with A paper all the way down to D paper. I mean, we go down into credit scores as low as in the 500. So, like I said, if you need funding for your businesses, you know, Mr. Benyamin is talking, you know, along the lines of what we need to be doing in our communities. you know, to get us back started up on the ground. We don't have to work for somebody else all our lives. We can actually be in business for ourselves. So basically that was, you know, pretty much all I had to say, but I'm just loving this opportunity, man. I've never, you know, seen a call like this, you know, to get on and encourage us, you know, that we can do better and we can be, you know, much better and help our communities.
Yes, indeed. And thank you, my brother, Sam, because that positive feedback is what we need to know. And also, is there a number that you would like to share just in case some folks would like to work with you to get their businesses up and running and things of that sort?
Yes. The name of my company is Gipson, G-I-P, P as in Paul, S-O-N, Commercial Solutions. My business number is 850-333-5408 or 850-333-5030.
Mm-hmm. Great. 5030. Wonderful. Okay, so that's good. I'm glad that you came on board with us and you shared, you know, some of the things that you're doing, and I'm really glad to see that you're out here trying to, you know, help the Black community, you know, especially those that want to get their businesses up and running, because one of the big problems that we have in this society is that, you know, financing for, you know, Black businesses is not the easiest thing to find. And it's a great and wonderful thing when we can find brothers like yourself that, you know, do have that financing available so that if we need to borrow money to get our businesses up and running, that there's a person that's there willing to actually help out and to bring this great opportunity about. So I'm really glad that you are, you know, doing this, my brother, because this can be something that can really get our community up and running. Because when you look in our community, many times, you know, you see all kind of different businesses in our community. It's,
okay.
You know, Asian, you see Hispanic, you see whites and different people that have their businesses up and running. But then when you look around, you say, wow, where's the Black businesses? And you're in your own community, and you don't even see the Black businesses that are up and running. So this, the reason why is because they make it very difficult for Black people to get financing for their businesses to be up and running. So when you do have a program like yours that is focused on helping Black businesses get their businesses up and running, that's a great and wonderful thing. So I hope those listeners that are interested in that, whether it's for yourself or if you know a relative or a friend that's thinking about starting a business, but they, you know, have been having a hard time getting funding, this would be a brother to get in contact with and talk to, because once you get the funds to get your business up and running, then you've started a new reality, a great opportunity to bring about a changing life opportunity for you. So definitely something to think about and to really look at from a very serious perspective, because once you get the funds, then you can really move forward to a new reality and see what you can do to make some things really come about. And all I can say at this time, I'm really very, very thankful to see once again my brother coming on board, and we'll see what we can do to really bring about some positive change and some positive things that our people need to bring about. Yes, indeed. And once again, right now we're getting ready to switch over to Sister Carolyn, and we're going to talk with her in regards to her election and what she plans on doing. And well, like I said, you know, unfortunately, in the game of politics, a lot of times you find politicians that really aren't, you know, for your people. But one thing I will say is that Sister Carolyn Smith is a for real person that wants to bring about some positive change in our community. And she's someone we can trust, not just to get them into office and they say they're going to do this, that, and the other. And then when they get in there, they don't do nothing for their people. But it's really wonderful when you find people that you already know up front are very serious and people that are very real when it comes to electing them. And once they get into office, they're going to do all they can to bring about some positive change, you know, to help the community. So anyway, Sister Carolyn, I would like for you to, you know, come on board right now and speak with us in regards to, you know, what your election is all about, what, you know, and what are some of the things that you would like to do, you know, in our community once you get your foot in the door of being elected. So if you have, you know, the opportunity right now, you know, definitely see if you can come on board and share with us what you feel about once you get in that door of election, you know, what can come about.
Oh, well, I want to say thank you, and I want to say hello to you and Ron and the rest of the guests and people that come on to the show. Thank you so much. I know that I might have been a stranger, but I have not just started becoming a community leader. I've been one all my life. I'm an old Black Panther. I'm a former Marine. I'm from Ellenville, New York, the KKK capital of this state. So I've been in this fight all my life, and it seems like it never ends, and we're about to go to war, but that's another topic. But what I'm interested now is that a lot of programs that we had fought for in the 70s and 80s are depleted, no longer in existence, and I can't go into why, because they're not here. End of story. So what I'm trying to do is bring back programs and have other programs join us, like PAL, and you know, different groups, so they can speak to kids and give them their opinion. And those are those who are in junior high school and going into high school. That's where the problem and situation starts. When people start messing with our kids is when they hit junior high school. I know this for a fact because I worked in junior high school. I worked in this community for 30 years from the time AIDS started to now all of a sudden they found a cure. It's important that we pull together with who we have in our community. And it's very difficult for communities to come together because some have been put out because of their financial situations, and they had been there for a long time and the community couldn't help them because of the virus that's going on. That's the new excuse. But I see that, you know, I saw that when the gambling started and people who love sports fought hard to get gambling here, it was $280 million in 2 days that was made. $280 million. So in 2 days they did that. And we can't get at least, you know, $50,000 just to help motivate kids in our neighborhood to play games and do sports, or help them motivate towards starting their own business and fulfilling their dream. So you ask, what am I doing in my Democratic district leader judicial delegate position? What I've been doing, fighting for kids not to be raped, pillaged, or plundered, helping my rape victims, no matter whether they're man or female, gay or straight, helping our kids know who they are and making sure that, you know, the neighborhood is safe, making sure that my seniors know that because you hit 60 or half of 100 doesn't make you an idiot. Screen your phone calls, even if it's on a cell phone. You know, don't just give out your information. Make it a little difficult for them to rob you on this computer. Don't play like you have, you know, you're so weak that you can't comprehend or just have some common sense. Like, no, my grandson said he was doing this, that, and the other. And if anybody knows, they should be in touch with me. But, you know, if Amazon calls you and say, you know, you just been charged $900 bill, you know it's a fraudulent call. Know the difference. And know that the streets and everybody that's trying to survive is on this computer. We don't have to wait for foreign people or people in Europe or war to start to know that we was being robbed. Most of my people who are homeless, way before it became something that they want to help now, 10 years ago when most of the shelters were overcrowded and people were living and still living underground in the subways, they were stealing. Workers were stealing Social Security numbers and phone numbers and addresses for their credit, which stagnated a lot of people from being able to find a decent apartment. That's what I do. I'm a troubleshooter. Whether it be civilian or with the police or with military, you know, people need to look out for each other. We're not here to be taken for granted. So whether people vote for me or not, I'm still in the fight. I know what it is to be, you know, I could smell racism. I don't care what race you are. I could smell when there's a lot of hostility because I lived around it all my life. It never ended. And we've had several wars from alcohol to dope to coke to crack to pills. So now you just hysterical all of a sudden and just realize we're in a germ warfare. And we're going to have a war in a draft. So before we do all that, we need to be honest with ourselves, whether I was political or not. Are we coming together as a people? Because my kids need a lot of help. And they're not illiterate because they're poor and they don't have. That dream needs to be put on television. If you're going to help, then help. There's no need to keep saying, well, we're going to make a solution. Let's do the solution. We have solutions. Let's get it out there. I need a building or a library or space just where kids can come and learn something from each group and each person that wants to help a parent. They can run a group or a workshop. It's too many people that want to help and not have the space or the finances. And everybody can't, you know, come from the same blood or drain the same blood because everybody's not looking for the same thing. I can't make you rich overnight. But I'll help you get the supplies or get to the person or get the information to do what you need to do. But if your mentality is about getting rich and doing stick-ups and being the man on your block that everybody's intimidated around, that's not how I'm living. I'm teaching people the old school. In the 60s, at 6 o'clock, the store was closed, and there was a little window that you put your order in. And if you wanted some milk or eggs, they'll put it in there, and you put your money in there, and that's how it went. And then you had to wait till 6 in the morning for the store to open back up. Now, that means all stores will get a licensed police dog or a dog of protection of their choice and have a weapon of their choice and be able to protect themselves and their lives. Because it used to be a time if you owned the business, you was entitled to get a license to have a gun and protect yourself and have an animal of your choice to protect yourself. Those days need to come back. We need to teach new immigrants how to live and protect themselves. Because all of us are not the same, but America is. and we're broke. And our kids know that they're living, majority of our communities are living in shelters. You don't hear update of where they're being placed. You don't hear update of where they're staying or who's being paid $1,500 a day for one person or two family, you know, to live in. You don't hear that. I do. And I know most of y'all have not been in your schools. You have not spoken to security. Most of them going to be transferred somewhere else. They're just getting information as far as what to give to parents and teachers to help kids from dropping out. These things are just coming about because of Eric Adam and his new crew that they hired, the new suits that they have. I am not your average politician. I am a mother. I am an ex-offender. I am a former Marine. My son just finished doing 25 years. I made sure he graduated paralegal school. I made sure that he got all his information that this government messed up correct in his life and gave him the support that he needs. And Ron Harris, Ron Robinson, and Winborn had helped and contributed towards that for quite a while. I am not your average, whereas Dinowitz will let you know that I will speak my mind. There is not a black man or white man that don't know that my mouth has no etiquette whatsoever. I'm talking to gangs, and I know how they get guns into our neighborhood, just like you know how they got drugs in our neighborhood. We're not going to act ignorant and stay black and say, oh, we're telling the truth. Even Stevie Wonder is making little, begging us to get it together. We lost a lot of Panthers and a lot of activists. And we've seen the Attica and everybody's wanting to get their recognition for Black History Month. I understand. But what I do understand is that you're not on a reservation. And you're not a Native American. But you're fighting. And it's bad when you're in a country that you don't see a Native American living next door to you. That's all of them has been located and still don't have their own police force, still don't have the correct school, proper schooling and buildings to have, just like, I mean, you're richer than some and poorer than others. But to be in a country where we're not represented says a lot. So once again, I ask, whether you vote for me or not, for the 81st District, vote for your neighborhood. I'm going to try my best to teach others, especially those who are 18, you know, you have the option to come and learn politics, not just because it's politics and they want you to be a Democrat or a Republican, but you learn politics because you need to know where the grants are. You need to know who's stealing and who's not stealing. You need to know how to protect yourself at 12 o'clock at night. You need to know. Survive by any means necessary. Things are changing and you need to wake up. And that's why a lot don't want me to be really elected. Not even, this is a free position. I don't get paid doing this. I never got paid all my life to protect and give out information. That's what we used to do. And there's a thousand people who died just giving out information and making sure that you live to the next day or ate the next day or survived the next day or had an apartment the next day. You know, nobody owes you nothing, but you best to want to survive this time for yourself and your future, which is your kids. You best to wake up. Anything over 12 knows what time it is. There's not a virgin in your life or around you. I don't care where they come from. You got a phone, one of those cell phones will tell you everything you need to know. We didn't protect our kids or our neighborhood or our housing or anything. Blacks are not giving and taking and looking out for each other the way they should. Everybody is not going to buy property. Everybody is not going to invest in a program that they haven't seen success at. But they will invest in themselves if you motivate them to build. We need housing. Two-thirds of this country is homeless and sleeping in the street. There's more to come. And there's going to be a war here. This is not a joke. So I'm trying to prepare New York, the five boroughs, which have been so spoiled and so comfortable and thought that, you know, the KKK did not exist until you saw them climbing up the White House like roaches. It's time to wake up. It's time to support your smallest little business group, which are your children. They have great ideas, over five, under five, six, 12, 13, 14. You can make them role models. Since y'all got this group that knows how to make money, y'all can invest. Y'all find smart, older people who are able to do some things. It won't take from you. But believe me, this system is not giving y'all not another damn dime. Your educational system is done. And if you don't have a backup for your kids, it'll be a problem. So I'm just asking, and I know that y'all know already because at the thing is, I get into politics so I can learn. And a young man, young people brought me in. And I was rebellious like an MF. You can ask Ron. When I don't trust you, I'm very on point and rebellious. My mouth can cut you. I don't trust nothing. If I don't know you, I don't know you. You can say that you got God's wings under your butt. I know he's alive. And that's all I need to know. But I know we need to wake up, not yesterday, not Black Lives Matter, not none of that. Repeatings, we need to wake up like now. We need to pull it together like now. We need to get our poor off their backs now. Out of the shelters now. Because they're transferring our people out of state. And that's what each state is doing, and they're transferring them back. We have to be aware of what's happening politically. And Ron's cousin is Jesse Jackson, and he, as old as he is, he's not out of the game. He is very aware. No one gets sick in this game. And self-preservation is the first law of nature. And Bitcoin is going to be the new money, and other things are about to come and change. And Trump just got $1 billion from China. And there's countries that are doing it. They love repeating the same thing. Black man, you can't keep repeating the same thing. I know we can't because you can't kill the rest of us. We're not allowing it. The last of the Mohicans is not too much y'all can take from us. And I believe me, we're not, our kids ain't even having it. So I do appreciate you giving me this time, and I do appreciate being still connected with y'all. But anybody that wants any advertisement or anything like that, or they need a job or references and they get referred to me, is done for free. And that's the gift that I'm giving to y'all for free, because we need you on our team. Okie dokie.
All right, sis. Well, I do appreciate your comments and, you know, what you're really focused on in regards to, you know, being elected and what you would like to do, and even in the background of years in the past and been involved with to help the community. I'm glad to hear that as well. So all I can say at this time is, yes, my sister's in the Bronx, and she's in the 81st District, and she's running for election. So if you guys can definitely, any of you that are in the Bronx, feel free to, you know, come on board and help her. Or if you know anybody in the 81st District, that would be good in the Bronx, and let them know about her so that, you know, when time does come for the election, those folks, including yourselves, if you're in that area, can definitely look at electing my sister, who's going to be definitely looking out for our people. So
and
once again,
need,
my sister, thanks
well,
again.
If they need food or clothing, we have a food pantry, and I have food pantry listings that help them, and there's programs now that are hiring people to help them with food pantries. New York is waking up a little bit at a time, but there's other things that I do offer as far as helping those with college. We have a program where they can, you know, volunteer their services and get credit, you know, for the college, and find out who's helping pay for their tuitions, things of that sort. It's not just, you know, they can call me if they're being, you know, going through some changes and they need anger management, and they could be referred for that. And if they've been molested, they could be referred to a program for that. So I have a variety of things, not a whole lot, but I'm not just there for the election.
Right. Well, that's good, sis, that you are there for our people. That's definitely one of the things I could see that you really are there. You are there to help our people out, and that's a good thing, because like I said earlier, you know, I've seen a number of politicians, they tell you that they're really there to help their people, and once they get elected, you know, the only thing they want to do is help themselves and see how much money they can pull out of the system for
them,
and spit it in their pocket. But for those that are very serious about wanting to help out, those are the ones that we really need to focus on and try to help get elected, like folks like yourself. So again, I really am glad to see that you are, you know, trying to do your best to come back and help folks in our community. And and that's another thing, since you were talking about if people wanted to get in touch with you for the different programs that you have, is there a number where you can be reached at this time, or not really?
Yes, they can reach me at 347-346-6116.
Say that one again.
347-346-6116.
Okay, great.
No, that's basically it. I do appreciate you, and I really hope that you, if you got flyers or business cards pertaining to your training or, you know, the money program, could you please mail it to me? Or, you know, I'll send you my email, and you could send me your information so I could spread the word.
And again, I do thank you for coming on and sharing the great information of the different things that you would like to do to help our people. And for all the listeners that are on the line right now, if not yourself, but if you know someone else who is a family member or a friend that, you know, may need some assistance, definitely, you know, now that you have her number, give them that number so that they could, you know, take advantage of some of the great opportunities that she would be able to help them with. All right? And again, right now, we're getting ready to switch over to another speaker, and that speaker is Brother Herb. And Brother Herb, you know, we are now in the process of opening up your, you know, phone line there, and definitely wanted to hear from you as well in regards to your finance programs and how you could be of great help to our people as well, because that's the thing that's really important, that we come together and try to help our folks, because whether it's my sister here or yourself with your programs and, you know, Brother Sam, who had his programs on, who's another financer for black businesses. I mean, these are things that we need to know about, because unfortunately, after you go down the line of several different white financers and they all turn you down, then a lot of times it's like, oh, man, forget it, man. I was going to try to start a business, but, you know, I just keep getting turned down over and over again, so there's nobody that can help me. But that's not true. What it is that you just have to go to the right people that have the financing for you to help you start your business. And unfortunately, we don't really know about that because, you know, with the white financiers, they have a lot of money, so they can put that, you know, advertising out there and let everybody know, yes, come to my business and I'll see about getting you the money and all of this kind of stuff. And then when you go to see about it, they say, what, you think I'm going to help you get a black business started? Get out of here. I'm not helping you. Oh, I'm sorry. We couldn't, you know, help you out because of your credit or because of this. They come up with a million of different excuses on why, even if you have good credit, why they're not going to help you. But the bottom line is you have to find the right financiers, and they're out here. So whether it's Brother Sam, who gave out his number earlier, or whether it's my brother here that we're going to bring on and talk to, Brother Herb, you know, this is another brother that has helped, you know, our people in the past and is looking forward to continuing to do that in the present. Anyway, you know, one of the things that he's dealing with as well is Black Wall Street, you know, trying to get some things going so that our people can start these businesses so that they can really get good jobs, get good businesses that can pay them and get them out of the gutter of poverty. And that's what we really need to do. Get our people out of the gutter of poverty and have them to live positive and prosperous lifestyles instead of being stuck down in the gutter of poverty and feeling like they can barely survive and going through all kind of serious situations. And a lot of times when people are in those type of situations, they end up in jail, they end up on drugs because of the pressure that's on them and all of that. And we don't want them to live that kind of lifestyle. So that's one of the reasons why we're going to step up to the plate and make sure that we can do the best we can to bring about positive change in our community with positive opportunities for our people to take advantage of. So, brother, we want you to come on, and any comments that you have at this time that you feel that you would like to share with us, Brother Herb, definitely feel free to do so, and we look forward to hearing from you and seeing what we can do, and your mic is open at this time. Brother Herb, are you there? Okay, I guess Brother Herb might be having a technical problem right now.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now, though. Yes. Okay, there we go.
Sure. appreciate the opportunity. You know, I had such a great day today, and you know, it's exciting when you can get black men together on one accord without going at each other. But I was fortunate today to participate with a brother who is has a group that is the largest travel agency in the world, the largest travel agency in the world, and you know, sharing that experience and being in the presence of how he started the business, and then flipped the script on the whole industry and turned it into a multi-level marketing company. And the place is just blowed up. You've got over 65% of the people involved in that business are women. The average woman in this business is throwing down between $33,000 and $85,000 a month. A month. Which is extraordinary when you find out that most of them have not even been in the business over a year, year and a half at the most. And so it's a very, very – I had no idea that he existed. I never heard of the company until somebody brought it to my attention, and I went to a meeting, and I'm like, hold up. This is a whole nother option in terms of fly, because you know what's going to happen when this whole COVID-19 and this whole pandemic is completely over. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the largest amount of people traveling in the world when that thing is over. I mean, and they're starting to travel now. But again, I'm going to send you some information on Planet Net. Their brother, they started this 6 years ago, and now is the largest travel agency in the world. And literally, you've got close to, 30,000 people involved in this industry, and that all look like us. And so it gives you an opportunity to own your own agency. And it is, I mean, very few things impress me, but I was impressed with this, the script. I spent the last 2 days with them, and just to understand the humble beginning this brother came from, and was able to formulate a concept and took it to the next level, and in less than 6 years blew everybody out in the industry, and had the opportunity to give everybody else an opportunity if they chose to look at this particular venture to actually become one. And when you think of travel agency, you know, and I'm not just simply talking about travel, because I had no idea that when you're traveling, the travel agent makes money on not just your airfare. They make money on the hotel. They make money on the car rental. So you've got about five or six incomes that comes back to you as a result of somebody taking a trip, whether it's here or overseas. And so the gentleman's businesses, when I say blowing up, I just couldn't believe the number of people that was involved in this. And again, and they've been around for a couple of years. So spending the day with him and his team, and looking at the opportunity to, bring this to some other people throughout our diaspora here and both overseas, because there was a lot of – I was sitting next to a gentleman out of Nigeria who just moved to Atlanta, and four boys. And, he's an architect, and, you know, he said, Herb is slow right now. And he was looking for something, and he was telling me how long he'd just been in the business, 4 months. And, you know, he's like the go-to guy out of Africa for travel. And it's a life-changing decision for most folks. The other side, you're talking about education. We have access to free money for 42 black colleges. 42 black colleges. You guys don't even know that there's 42 black colleges in this country. But literally, my wife, has access, and she's not only a former educator, but for the last 3 years, we've probably financed probably close to over $400 million throughout the United States, just giving away scholarships. We have a benevolent society that does this. They sponsor this, and out of those 40, any one of those 42 colleges that your kid qualified for, you know, by virtue of you know, their grades and everything else, they got a four-year free boat on this. And we did a presentation to several churches, and one church, at least down here, New Birth, I think they did like $100 million. They got a $100 million award for all the kids that were in college by virtue of those colleges. But I'm going to connect you probably tomorrow with my wife so she can share with you on a one-on-one. But it's this thing has been around. I had no idea. This thing's been around over 15 years. And it's got to be the best kept secret in the world. I'm like, I never heard of this up till a couple of years ago. And when they came here and spoke to my wife and some other players in the education arena, and you know, hey, we'll actually fund any event that you put on to get people. We'll sponsor it. We'll pay the money. We literally need to get this money in the hands of your people. And you know, I can get you the list of the colleges that they can apply for, but they're all over the country, you know, and it's literally a game changer, you know. The other side of the coin again, jumping into the hotel industry, which was, you know, I was just blown away today because that was a meeting simply generated by a gentleman that owns, like, he's the largest travel agency in the world, you know, for somebody that's only been in the business 6 years. And so he's literally set up, he set up an MLM, multi-level marketing, to continue and spread the business, and which means that you have your own agency for literally pennies on a dollar. And it gives you an opportunity to build your agency, which means I can build my agency by putting other agencies and establishing other agencies through other people. And so when you look at that, it's enormous. So, I mean, it gives you an opportunity, one, to take some free trips, but also 85% of his people are women. And these women are clocking, like I said, between 60 and 80 grand a month. A month. That is phenomenal, especially when, you know, you got to prove them no college education. You know, they just seen the opportunity, grabbed a hold of it, and ran with it. So I'm looking to set up a date for them to host this up in New York. They're going to go straight through the Southern Corridor from the day they were here in Georgia. I think the next step, they're going to be in the Carolinas. I think then Jersey and then ultimately New York. So I'll keep you posted when that happens.
Wow.
But if I was you, I wouldn't wait to get in now, because this is something you can do in 10 minutes. I can have your agency up and running, literally. With all the background off, everything is there. And you ain't doing no work, literally. When I say no work, the system just works for itself. Somebody wants to book, boom. You just book it. You put them in the system, and with this technology that we're dealing with today, everything is on the internet. All the transactions. I mean, if it takes you over 2 to 3 minutes to book something, you got a problem. What blew me away, like I said again, was I go into a meeting, and here it is, 80% black women doing this. I'm like, where's the brothers? And I'm like, I was really mesmerized, and I was in shock therapy. So I had a meeting with him and his front office today, I'm like, brother, what I need to do? I said, because I need to move this with my people, put you in some other cities to go ahead and put on a major event like you've done with this one here. In 2 days in a row, and you couldn't get into the place. I mean, they rented the Omni Hotel in Atlanta, which is one of the, if not the largest hotel ballroom in Georgia, and you couldn't get in. I mean, and 75% to 80% were women, and women are tearing this thing down. I mean, they're in the business three or four years, clocking 60 to 80 grand a month. No college degree. They just went and got after it. You know, and then when I understood the multiple income stream that comes in there, so not you're not just getting paid from those multiple income streams, whether it's the hotel, the rental car, anything that's collected with travel, but then you're making money again on those people that are you putting on your team. So it's one of the fastest growing multi-level marketing companies, and he used that concept to build his business. And that's how he became the largest travel agency in the world in 6 years. And you couldn't get in there like within 35 minutes from the time that I mean it was just a sight to be seen. But the camaraderie, the teaching, I mean I got an education. I had no clue how this whole thing's worked. But literally I've got right now 17 people called me within the last 2 days. You know, Herb, how do we get involved? We don't want to waste no time. And within 10 minutes, you're set up. You ain't got to do nothing. Your site does everything for you. Everything for you. So you're not just making money off the travel, off the room, off the rental car, but you also bringing other like-minded people in your business. So now you've got another income stream, and you can put as many other travel agents that you want on your team, and they get the same thing you do, and you get the beauty of overriding all that business. So when I seen the women getting after it, I'm like, hold up, brother. All these women, he says, Herb, we do the same presentation. We have the same one. He said, all I can tell you is that the women respond much quicker. He says, Herb, 65% of the women join her before they leave the meeting. He said, before they leave the meeting. He said, they come, checkbook, wire. He says, Herb, it's done. $179, $19 a month. I'm like, brother, this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. Even if you're going to use it for yourself, it's a no-brainer. You know, but I like I said again, I was just so glad that somebody decided to call me, get me involved, and, you know, and then understanding, you know, his whole platform and him being in the business prior to joining this, setting this thing up, and he realized how much money was in that and said, hey, why not me? He was a travel agent, you know, and he's like, hey, let me build my own. And he just got a concept and took it to another level, and there's nobody on the planet that can compete with him, you know, because you're talking about an army, 100,000 people, you know, and 90% of them are us. 90% is us. I've seen two Caucasians in a meeting today with about 115 men, you know, so it's not a black thing. It just happens to be that way. And I know very few people that know about it. So, I mean, I was just fortunate I got a call and like, Herb, we need to show you this. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you thought of me. And I had no idea. I just had no idea the magnitude of the kind of money that's in this business. Because you wouldn't think about it. You just wouldn't. And I'm saying he took a business and created a different line of income. And so throwing the MLM piece in there was a game changer, and nobody comes nowhere near him in terms of the numbers. It just and I give this thing another 6 months to a year. You're not going to call. I mean, you're not going to call nobody. You're going to have your own you're going to have your travel agency in 1 hour. Boom, your whole site is done, up and done.
Wow, well, that sounds like a pretty good program there. Brother Herb, and I'm really glad that you shared that with us, man, because now, you know, our people need to hear about different streams of income where they can make a nice amount of cash, you know, on a yearly and on a monthly basis. So if they can make, like you say, 60 to 80,000 a month, that's wonderful, you know. So these are things you know, our people need to be aware of so that they can take advantage of these great opportunities. And I'm glad that you shared that with us because you know, the folks who are on here now, you know, even if you do have another business that you're involved in, you can still do this business as well. But like you said, it's not something that's going to overpack you to the point that you're going to be so busy doing this that you can't even, you know, spell your name no more, you know. So basically, being that that's the case, you don't even have to worry about that, and that's a good thing because if you are in another business, this could be something that you could add on to and get involved with as well, and it could bring a nice amount of cash your way, which would really be good. And with the time that we have left right now, you know, normally what we do at this point, we do a prayer and meditation, and then we end the program because we only have a few minutes left at this time. But anyway, what I would like to say to you is that, you know, continue on with this and spreading this, and we're going to be having a big event in April, you know, which is going to be a holistic and entrepreneurial program. So what could happen is, you know, this is where we, with the holistic health part of it, we're going to have different holistic health practitioners come on. They're going to be speaking to folks about how they can improve their health. You know, the food that they eat, you know, many times people don't even know what you eat is what creates your illnesses or makes you feel really healthy, you know. And because many of us aren't really aware of different foods that we eat have a really negative impact on our health, you know, we just eat whatever we feel like eating, but the bottom line is it can affect us really negatively. The other side is that, you know, once you start to show them, you know, this important, and these are things that they should have really learned in elementary school so that, you know, if certain things that you're eating or drinking can be very negative to you, then you need to know that, like having too much salt to raise your high blood pressure up really high. You know, eating too much sugar can give you diabetes and can give you, you know, terrible different ailments that can make you very ill and sick as well. You know, so these are things that people need to know about, but a lot of times we aren't told about that until we get the ailment. And then after we get it, it's like, what? I didn't know that. You know, it's like, yeah, well, now you know it. Look how sick you are. But anyway, these are things that we need to be taught. So this is some of the things we're going to discuss at this holistic health and entrepreneurial program. And we're going to be talking about how you can improve your health and how you can improve your wealth. And on the wealth side, what you're talking about, you know, is something that could be good, you know, for our not only our youth but adults to know about so that they could get involved with this and then they can make a nice income that could change their lives. But being stuck in the gutter of poverty is not where they deserve to live. They deserve to live a wealthy and happy life. But the only problem is if they don't know where to go, then they're stuck, you know. And that's a good thing when different opportunities like yours and Brother Sam's and, you know, other people, you know, and even with what we have with the real estate, you know, we have a real estate investment group that we have, and we're going to be talking about that at the event too and how people can make, you know, nice amounts of sums of money with that as well. But anyway, bottom line is that, you know, that would be good, and I'll let you know the date we're going to have on that in April. And if you or, you know, someone that you know, can represent, you know, someone at the event, that would be good to speak about this, and then more people will be able to get involved with it. But we're expecting to have a big turnout at this, you know, because we're going to do a lot of advertising. We're letting, you know, several different groups, churches, mosques, a lot of different places know about what we're doing. So when that event comes about, you know, so far a lot of people said, yeah, that sounds great, man. I think I'm going to come to that. And I said, okay, good. You know, come on through. So these are things that we need to know about so that we can start to share to people how they can improve their health, which is very important. But even if you're a billionaire and you're stuck in the hospital with tubes going down your throat and you're on your deathbed, and even if you're a trillionaire, you know, it doesn't make a difference if you don't have the ability to get your health together. So your health does make a big difference. You should have good health and good wealth at the same time. And if you do, that's a good thing. But if you're stuck in a situation where you don't know anything about how to improve your health and you're eating yourself to death. When I say that, I'm talking about eating all the wrong foods that are causing you a lot of bad health. Then these are things that you need to know so that you can change your diet from unhealthy to healthy, and that can really bring about some positive change in your life. So eating is one piece. And the other thing is, you know, again, prosperity and wealth and opportunities, you know, are very great. And these are things that our people need to know about. Because once we can tap into those different types of opportunities that are available, that's a great and wonderful thing that can really, really change our lives. And that's one of the reasons why we need to know what are those opportunities, whether it's dealing with wealth, whether it's dealing with prosperity. And then the last piece of the puzzle that we're going to be talking about is also, you know, coming, well, there's two things. One, we're going to be talking about, you know, the federation and coming together, whether we're in Africa, whether we're in the Caribbean islands, whether we're here in America, our people need to come together to reach out to help one another. And once we start to get that in our minds that, no, no, I don't want to deal with those Caribbean folks. No, no, I don't want to deal with those African. No, we need to see all of us as being one family that cares and wants to respect and help one another. And if we can come together, tear down those, you know, twisted and demonic, devilish walls that are set up between us that cause, what they call it, when you can divide, you can conquer. It makes it very easy that way. Because if your people can't come together in unity because they're at each other's throats and are against each other, then that's one thing. But if they can come together and respect and care for one another and want to help each other and love each other as a people, then that's a whole nother story, because now you can come together in a powerful way where you can start to create a brand new day of positive things that can happen around the world where your people are. And that's what we need to really start to do. And once we start to do that, we're going to see some positive change. So right now, what I would like to do, again, I'm going to get ready to start this prayer and meditation. And we're going to be focusing on some of the things that we just spoke about in the prayer and meditation, because we really do need to bring about some positive change. And all I can say is, and my brother, Herb, is there a number where they can reach you at for folks get in touch?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, brother, because I was just going to ask for your number before you close.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
But you can,
well, my number
you can reach me. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm, go ahead. Oh, my number is 914.
Right.
979-6372. Mm-hmm. That's 914-979-6372. And
gotcha.
There's two programs that we have. You know, one is dealing with, you know, our real estate investment group, and the other one is dealing with trying to help people that, like I said, are stuck in poverty consciousness or seeing themselves in a negative way. Because once you can really start to reprogram your mind into seeing yourself in a positive perspective, in a positive state of mind, that's when you can start to really make some positive things come about. But if you're in a state of poverty consciousness where you're saying, what? Well, that brother got a program that's going to do what? No, man, that ain't no good. I ain't even going to waste my time with, you know, the only reason why they're saying that is because they don't think that anything that they're going to try to do can ever really be successful, because they've had so many negative situations in the past that didn't work for them that now they just shut the door on even trying to do anything with their lives. And that's where we need to deal with those people and turn their minds and thinking around from seeing themselves in capability to possible ability to create prosperity. But you have to think positive to bring about positive prosperity in your life. And you can't bring it about if you're going to see yourself as a loser and as someone that's incapable. You have to see yourself as someone that has the ability to make things happen. And that's when you can make it happen. But anyway, what's your number now, brother?
917-667-3485.
Okay, great. Yes, indeed. And for all of those that have been on the call, this brother does have a great program that can definitely be a game changer for you. So definitely give him a call and watch and see that you can start to build a new reality. Doing so, you're going to start to see some great things come about. And like I said, even if this is not something that you really want to get involved with, because this is not your goal or your dream that you have in life, to do this as a secondary business that you're dealing with is not a bad thing, because you could do this and you could also fulfill your goals and dream as well down the line. But the bottom line is having that kind of income of $60,000 to $80,000 in the course of a month is an excellent opportunity, because, you know, 60 times 10 is what? That's 600,000, you know? And if you're making, you know, and you still got two other months on top of that, so 60 and 60 is 120, right? So you're going to add that on top. So that's $720,000 that you can make in the course of a year. And that's not bad. That's great. So $720,000 is not far from $1 million, you know? And for you to do this, this will give you the money to even help you to be able to benefit your goal or dream, whatever that, you know, business opportunity is that you want to do. But having this opportunity can help you to actually lift yourself up financially enough so that you can refocus into your goals and dreams as well. But anyway, I did want to share that with you, that definitely should not overlook this, and that you are definitely capable of utilizing this so that you can help other people and help yourself. So let's all see this as a great game changer and get involved with it and see what we can do to bring about some positive change and make our way to that brighter day. But anyway, right now, what I would like to say for those who are still on the line with us at this point is what I would like to do is start off with a prayer, and then from there, we're going to do a meditation, and we're going to see about utilizing our spiritual power and ability with God's grace, love, and mercy to actually bring about some positive things in our lives. But we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the ability to bring, because what we can be is like unto a magnet for wealth. And being that magnet for wealth, we can draw unto us a lot of different streams of cash that can help us be set free from poverty at last. So let's keep our minds open and know that this can definitely come about. But this is something that we all need to really get involved with, and we'll see some positive things come about. So, Brother Ron, if you can do a prayer for us at this time, that would be great. And then from there, we'll get ready to move forward with the meditation as well.
Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this, thy spirit. We thank thee for thy meditation opportunities.
Just a little bit.
Heavenly Father, we thank thee that all of us can come together in spirit and in unity, seeking thee, O Father, that you will bring upon a change in our spirit, in our mind, in our heart, that we can go forward with power, with existing in prosperity, and also we can exist in good health, O God, things that you have promised unto us. We thank you for this time and this opportunity to come together, like-minded folks, O God, that this time right now, we would just let thee into our spirit, our mind, and our soul, and we would to continue to just reverence on this day as we go forward in the other days and other months to come. We thank thee, and we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
And amen. Yes, indeed. Thank you, my brother, for your prayer. I do appreciate that. And now we're going to start off with three deep breaths, and then we're going to go right into the meditation. And the three deep breaths help to raise your consciousness a little higher. So when we go into the meditation, we'll be right on time, right on point. So anyway, we're starting off with the first breath. Let us get ready to do the first breath together. But before we do, I just want to say if all of you could find a comfortable sitting position, and in that sitting position, make sure it's a place where you won't be, you know, confronted by people tapping you on the shoulder every 5 minutes or asking you questions and, you know, wanting to get into conversations. Try to find a quiet spot that you can sit, that you won't be, you know, intimidated by anybody or, you know, just be thrown off while you're trying to do the meditation and trying to do this visualization of what we really want to do and what we really want to bring about. So anyway, if you can find that comfortable sitting position right now, that would be a good thing. All right. So basically what I would like you to do is basically get ready to, you know, do this three breaths with us, and then we're going to move forward and see what we can do to make things happen. Okay. So the first breath, breathe in deep, all peace, calm, and total relaxation. Breathe out all stress, anxiety, and tension. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Yes, indeed. Next breath, breathe in deep. The true power and identity of who you are, and you are not a limited person that can do limited things, but you are a person that has spiritual power that can do great, awesome, and amazing things. So right now, let go and breathe out all fear and doubt and let it out. Let it go, let it go, let it go. All fear and doubt does not need to hold you back any longer. What you should have now is confidence in knowing that you can accomplish great and wonderful things in your life. Without a doubt, you can bring this about. All right, third breath. Let's breathe in our true identity of not only who we are, but our ability to come together in unity so that we can truly be a great help, not only to ourselves, but to the lives of others. Instead of people reaching out to hurt and kill and destroy each other, we should be reaching out to help, to show that we care, and to be that person that will be a blessing to the lives of others. And being that that's the case, let us breathe out now all negative feelings of anger and hatred and the desire to not want to do anything with one another. Let all of that negativity go and never come back to your door. That's right. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Yes, indeed. So now what we're going to focus on is us coming together in spiritual unity. Let us see our people, whether it's here in America, whether it's the Caribbean Islands, whether it's Africa, whether it's in Brazil, whether it's even in London where we have people in, you know, different parts of Europe. The bottom line is that our people, instead of having any difficulties and being able to see each other as friends, as true brothers and sisters, let us start to know that this is where we need to go, where we really do see each other from a positive perspective. And what we're going to do is allow that bright light that is shining above our head right now, and that is the bright light of God's divine love and Christ's divine love. See it going into our minds, see it going into our hearts, and see it erasing all hatred and negative feelings, whether it's religion that you have a problem with, whether it's people from a particular country, or, you know, whether it's, you know, something that happened in the past and now you're still holding on to that. Think about forgiveness. Think about letting go and letting God take your consciousness to higher heights. The devil is the one that wants you to hold on to hatred and anger so that you can never come together with any of your people. But if you can let go and let God raise your consciousness to higher heights, you will start to see a new reality and you being able to reach out to your brothers and sisters, no matter where they're from, and no matter what religion they're in. Respect them and their religion. Doesn't mean that you have to switch over from your religion to another religion, but all we're talking about is just respecting other people and their religion and not trying to say that their religion is terrible or I hate this about them, I hate that. We're letting go of all hate, all negative feelings, all negative energy of the past. We are cleansing that through the divine love of God in Christ and allowing a new way of seeing ourselves, that we are worthy of being able to reach out and show that we care for our brothers and sisters and that we want to be a blessing to them, and that in blessing them and helping them, we are bringing about a new reality. But the thing about it is we must make a commitment that this is something that we want to do, that we really want to reach out and be a blessing to one another. We really want to reach out and show that we truly, truly do care. We really want to help those who are in desperate need in our community. And instead of just looking the other way and saying, ah, I don't want to have nothing to do with helping them. No, we're getting rid of all of that negative feeling of not caring, of not showing any love or respect. Right now, we're allowing our minds and hearts to be filled with God's love, with Christ's love. And we are showing that we really, truly do care. And once we do, we can truly start to see another reality coming through. And that's when we can start to be all we can be to help one another. But as I said before, in the 60s, we came together, regardless of religion, regardless of where you came from. You know, the bottom line was that we came together, and that was great. And in our coming together in unity and really making that commitment to wanting to help each other, wanting to be our true brother and sister for one another, that was an amazing thing. Because through that happening, we brought about awesome and great and positive change. And we can bring about awesome and great and positive change once again. But the thing about it is, it can only come about if you make a commitment to try to do it. And once we make that commitment in our hearts and minds, that's when we'll see a new reality is coming right on time. That's right. Right on time. So right now, what I would like us to do is to visualize and see the divine love of God going into all Africans on the continent of Africa, and that they are not caught up in to any indifferences with one another. But what they are seeing is the fact that they love and care and respect one another and want to come together in unity and help one another. What I would like you all to visualize and see as well is the Caribbean island, all those Caribbean islands. Let the divine love of God in Christ also go into their minds and hearts and see all that negative energy of why they may not want to, you know, get involved with helping each other. See all of that negativity being totally cleansed and totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God in Christ, and let them all now have love for one another, respect for one another, the desire to help one another. See that in our people, whether they be on the islands, whether they be on the continent of Africa, and now, again, see all the African American people here in the United States, see them as well. Cleanse their minds of all negative feelings towards one another and see the divine love of God in Christ cleansing all of that negative hatred and anger and negative feelings away and replace that with the divine love of God in Christ and allow that to be that healing power that will bring about a new state of mind where now they will reach out to help one another. They will reach out to be a blessing to one another. They will reach out to care for one another. And being that they now have that in their hearts and minds, we will start to see a new reality. So all of our people, and also I do not leave out Brazil, because Brazil also has a very large black population as well. Energy of negativity be totally cleansed and replaced by the divine love of God in Christ. And as that energy totally removes all that negativity from their hearts and minds, let them now reach out as well to help one another, to respect one another, to care for one another, and be a blessing to one another. And now all of our people across the planet are now in a state of divine love, wanting to help and be a part of a new reality where we can put all that negativity totally away, brand new day, a new reality where we can now see our people in unity. And that is what is very important. Because once we do, we will start to see that we are ready now to be in a state of mind where being in unity to help one another and to create a brand new reality to help our community and to help our people now can come about. But we must make a commitment and know beyond a doubt that this can truly come about. Believe it and see it, and you will receive it. Believe it and see it, and you will receive it. Believe it and see it, and you will receive it. Let us not be caught up in fear and doubt, but let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this can truly come about. Not only that it can come about, but that it will come about. And that's what we need to focus on now, because as we see it, so shall it be. A brand new, great, and wonderful new reality. So let us start to know that this is where we can definitely start to go. But in order for us to go there, we must know that this is something we have the ability to do. All we have to do is really, really believe that this can truly come about without a doubt. So right now, once again, if we can see the divine love of God in all of our people around the world and see them all reaching out in love and respect and the desire to help one another and to be a blessing to one another, then that is our time where unity can definitely come about without a doubt. So let's just vibe on that for a few moments where we're seeing, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in Caribbean islands, whether it's here in America, Brazil, or in Europe and other places around the world, Australia, other places where we have large populations of black people, let us see our people truly coming together and wanting to help one another and be a blessing to one another. From getting rid of all of that negative energy and those brick walls that divided us and kept us from being able to come together in the past. All of that insanity has been removed, and now we can come together at last. Let's just vibe on that for a moment, seeing ourselves in complete harmony, seeing ourselves in love and respect for one another, and seeing ourselves helping one another. Let's vibe on that for a moment. All right, great, wonderful. One last part of the meditation before we end it. What I would like us to do is see a green light shining above our head and see it slowly but surely entering into our minds and into our hearts. And that green light is the light of prosperity and wealth and great abundance. And as it comes into our minds and hearts, let us see ourselves as magnets for wealth that are drawing millions and billions of dollars into our lives, into our possessions. Hundreds of thousands, millions, and billions are now in our possession. See it coming to us, different streams of opportunity, as we have heard today. And there are many more opportunities that are coming to us and going to make our way. But we have to believe it. Don't keep thinking down and out, feeling that this can't come about. Just as there's been some great opportunities on the call today, there are others that are coming your way. But you have to see it and believe it and know that you are worthy of receiving great amounts of wealth, prosperity, and abundance. You are a magnet for wealth that can now bring about awesome and amazing amounts of wealth and prosperity and great abundance into your life. See it, believe it, and know that it is definitely here to come about. And do not feel that you will not be able to make it come about. You definitely can. And it is here for you at this present moment. So know that as long as you can see it and believe it, you definitely will receive it. But know for a surety, as you see it and believe it, you will definitely receive it. Start to believe it with full confidence, with full knowingness, with full feelings of great joy and happiness to know that wealth and great abundance is now here for you to have. But you have to believe it in order to receive it. Yes, indeed. So let us vibe on that for a moment, seeing that magnetic green light glowing within us and outside of us, drawing to us hundreds of millions and billions. Yes, it is drawing to us huge amounts of cash, and poverty in our lives can no longer last. Let us just this as a new reality. Okay, wonderful. Great. Yes, indeed. Great wealth and prosperity is here for us to have. And now all we need to do, again, is believe it and we will receive it. Believe it and we will receive it. And all I can say to each and every one of you, I thank you all for coming on the call and knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that great, awesome, and amazing blessings are now going to reach out and allow us to see a brand new reality. All we have to do is keep our minds up on high, think positive, and know that all these things can come about. And beyond a shadow of a doubt, we will see it come about. That's right. We will truly see it come about, but we have to believe it beyond the shadow of a doubt. So keep your mind up on high, and your goals and dreams will start to fly. And you will be able to travel all the way to the mountaintop of success, where you will be able to achieve your very, very best. No longer fear and doubt, but feel confidence and knowingness that these things can truly come about without one single doubt. We're removing all of that from our heart and mind, and we're replacing it with full confidence and knowing it, that we're going to get things right on time and right in line with being able to receive huge amounts of money and cash. So let us believe in this fully at last and bring about a new reality that will be wonderful for us to experience. No more poverty, no more financial struggle. All of that has been totally cleansed and erased, and now prosperity and wealth will take its place. Let us see it, believe it, and we will receive. Being said, we only have a few minutes left, and what I was going to say is now can be a time where the music can make its way. And I'm just very thankful to each and every one of you for coming on the call. So thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Thank you very, very much for coming on. Because now we can make our way to a much brighter day. Yes, indeed. We all should know that this is our time. This is our time where we can truly come about with some positive things that can make things really change in our lives. So in order for these kind of things to come about, we have to start to believe and see it and know for a fact that this is our time to make things come about. Because without it, whole another story. But with it, yes, and now is the time to allow it to be, you know, that time we can truly start to see that, you know, this is our time, dude. This is our time where we can really make it happen. So let us once again hold on to our new reality. As we do, we'll start to see a brand new day that will allow us to truly be ready to make our way. All I can say, I'm very, very thankful that we all came together on the call today or tonight. And know for surety that we are on our way to a brighter day. We are on our way, and all we have to do is stay focused in a positive state of mind, and we will truly be able to make our way to that brighter day, reach that mountaintop of success, where we can truly achieve our very, very best. And know for a surety that this can truly come about without any fear or doubt. Yes, indeed. We are truly on our way to that brighter day. So for a moment, if you can just vibe on seeing prosperity and wealth coming your way, if you can vibe on seeing spiritual unity coming to you today, if you can vibe on seeing a new reality in your life and in our life, as a, this is something that we can truly bring about without a doubt. Just vibe on it for a moment.
Thank you.